Did Ken rock your boat or did Boris win your vote? It's been a tight fight with Boris leading in the afternoon and Ken passing him out in the evening, but we will only know by tomorrow's count. So what happens now? Well, Jonathan Joseph is our political reporter. He can enlighten us. Evening, Jonathan.
Evening, Jamaica.
A nail-biting day. What's going to be happening over the next few hours?
Well, the simple answer is now we wait. It's not going to be a short and sweet thing like general elections are. The mayoral contest, we're expecting a result in that, finding out who is going to be the victor.
Yeah.
Probably either Ken Livingstone or Boris Johnson. One of those two should be revealed sometime after 5 o'clock tomorrow evening as our next mayor here in London.
It's been a tightly thing was he was, and obviously Brian Paddock has the experience of being on the beat and being a policeman and all that kind of stuff, which he could bring to, if Ken got re-elected, to share his knowledge on and help the future of London.
Well, I mean, that's one of the interesting things about Brian Paddock. He has refused to say who he feels that Liberal Democrat voters who are backing him for their first choice should give their second choice vote to. He's not said either Ken Livingstone and he's not said Boris Johnson. So who gets his votes? Mm. Those are going to be the crucial ones, because that will be the next biggest chunk of the vote. There's another seven, well, there were another seven candidates, but the English Democrats, Matt O'Connor, pulled out of the race. So there's six more left. Those six, they're going to do well if they can manage to secure 5% of the first preference, and that would get their £10,000 deposit back.
Yeah.
But then it's their second choice for those. Anybody that's voted for them, their second choice votes are going to be what counts, and as well as the ones for Brian Paddock. And if Brian Paddock had come out and said, listen, you're a Liberal Democrat voter, please vote for Boris or please vote for Ken.
Sure.
Then that might have given some kind of guidance as to who is going to come out on top, because you would have had a sizable chunk, presumably, of Liberal Democrat voters voting one way or the other on the advice of their own candidate.